Donegal having the largest coastline of any county in the country, we in this county know the importance of the Coast Guard more so than anyone, and particularly in the type of weather we're having at the moment, we have to value their service even more highly than at any time of the year. But of course, they're never off duty and provide a very essential service to the community. But unlike some of the other blue light services, such as the Gardaí and the National Ambulance Service and the Fire Service, the Coast Guard does not have a statutory legislation underpinning it. And they have for a period of time now been seeking that, as they believe it would enhance their position and put them in a better position as well with regard to how they can deal with and interact with the state and indeed ensure that they're properly funded. So Fianna Fáil have put forward and in the last week have introduced a bill to the Dáil, which is now at second stage, which would put the Coast Guard in a statutory funding. And I think this is very welcome and would strongly assist the Coast Guard and indeed give them the statutory underpinning that they should have. And we will now be seeking to bring it through the various stages of legislation at all and have it implemented.
The Coast Guard is in something of a unique position. Obviously, it does have employees, but also very much depends on volunteers, particularly around the coastal stations, the Cliff Rescue and so on and so forth. And that gives it a dimension which suggests it does need special consideration.
Yeah, very much so. And I think it is something which should have happened in the past. But it's never too late to ensure that the right thing is done in relation to putting it on a statutory footing. And you're absolutely right to point out in relation to the voluntary effort that goes into the Coast Guard as well, and how many people actually give them their time willingly and indeed put their lives on the line at times. And we saw that in the very recent past with the loss of Katrina Lucas and Doolin Coast Guard just in the last inside the last year. And of course, we remember those who were lost on the flight on the helicopter rescue 116 off County Mayo last year as well. And for many of those who are in the Coast Guard, that's the type of challenges and difficulty and danger that they do have to interact with. And we very much, as a community, I know, do respect that. But it's also important that our legislation recognises that. And indeed, now that the Coast Guard is put in a statutory footing and our bill will achieve that.